Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And you know what's my favorite snack to eat?
I don't know. You love to eat a lot of things.
I really love pizza though.
You do? Same here. I love
I love it. I
pizza.
love pizza with a lot of cheese and mushrooms. What about
I'm
you?
getting hungry now.
I know,
Me too.
right?
I love it. And I don't like to have pineapple. 我
哦。
比较不喜欢放一些水果是太甜的东西在 pizza 上面。But yeah,
Same.
mushroom,
Oh my
ham,
god, it
that
sounds so
works.
good.
Pepperoni.
Oh my god, I'm so hungry now. Can we order some
Uh-huh.
pizza?
Of course.
All right, we're gonna order some pizza first. We'll be right back with our article to learn a little bit more and why are we talking about pizza?
Domino's fixes roads to save pizza.
Domino's Pizza is fixing potholes in the U.S. They started this because driving over potholes can ruin people's pizzas. This can make cheese slide off the pizza or flip the box over. Domino's is working with city governments to fix roads. These cities are Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, and Burbank, California. Athens now has 125 square meters of new road thanks to Domino's. In Milford, workers fixed 40 potholes and 10 roads. People in the U.S. can nominate their towns for this plan. To learn more about it, visit pavingforpizza.com.
Word power!
Fix. Fix. This lamp doesn't work. Can you fix it? This lamp doesn't work. Can you fix it? Ruin, ruin. Oh no, I left my book outside and the rain ruined it. Oh no, I left my book outside and the rain ruined it. Slide, 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 slid, slid. The ice and snow on the street made the cars slide around. The ice and snow on the street made the cars slide around. Worker, worker. Many office workers sit in chairs all day and don't exercise enough. Many office workers sit in chairs all day and don't exercise enough.
All right, so I just ordered the pizza. It should be on the way soon. All right, so why are we talking about pizza? It's because everyone has heard of Domino's Pizza, right?
Of course.
They don't always, you know, just, they don't only just serve delicious pizza, but they're also doing good things as well. And the article says, Domino's Pizza is fixing potholes in the U.S.
Wow.
Okay, so they're doing good things. Now, what exactly is a pothole? A pothole is basically a round hole in the ground, and it can sink in, and it can be kind of deep. Now, why is it so important that we fix potholes? It's because when you're driving, it can be really dangerous. What if you accidentally go to a place and it sinks in? Then your whole car can be, you know, destroyed, or you can be really, really hurt. So this is something that Domino's Pizza is trying to fix. They're trying to fix a lot of potholes that we see in the United States.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
这个大美乐，大家应该马上想到就是要去吃披萨的感觉。但是你们知道吗？大美乐披萨在美国开始做一些很棒的事情，就是填补路上的坑洞。这里的 pothole 其实就是坑洞的意思。Wow.
Yeah, really great for them. They're trying their best to fix these potholes. Now, let's take a look at the word fix. It's spelled F-I-X, fix. Now, when you fix something, it means you try to make that thing work again or to make it whole again. So maybe something was broken and you fix it, it means you try to put it back together so it's one whole piece again. For example, we can say, this lamp doesn't work. Can you fix it? This lamp doesn't work. Can you fix it?
Fix 就是修理的意思，它是个动词。像是呢，刚刚例句提到，他们修不好我的旧电脑了，所以我买了台新的。
Oh, so rich.
I know, right? 或者是呢 they fix my watch free of charge. 哇、wow, mm. 有时候其实呢，有些表它可能有保固，所以它可能可以免费帮你修表。那还有这个例句哦，就是 This lamp doesn't work. Can you fix it? 哇、wow, 这盏台灯故障了，你可以修理吗？
嗯、mm.Next it says, they started this because driving over potholes can ruin people's pizzas. Okay, no wonder.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense because people, some people are really serious about their pizza. For example, if my pizza looked bad or something weird happened to it when it showed up, I would be upset too because I want to have pizza now and then it's not whole, it's broken.
Yuck.
I would be very upset too.
OK, 原来我们看到这还是跟披萨有点关的啦，就是因为在这个外送的途中，这些坑洞会让这个顾客的披萨毁于一旦，就是、啊、在期待着要吃披萨很饿，打开就说啊，怎么都烂掉了。
Yep.
OK,
your pizza is ruined, or this could ruin the pizza. Now, ruin here is spelled R-U-I-N, ruin.Ruin here is a verb and it means to damage something so badly that we can no longer use it. Maybe it's not valuable anymore. Maybe you can't enjoy it anymore. Something like that. So it just means that this thing is spoiled or that it has been destroyed. So you can't use this thing anymore. For example, we can say, oh no, I left my book outside and the rain ruined it. Oh no, I left my book outside and the rain ruined it.
Ruin 就是毁坏的意思，它是个动词，很多东西可以破坏一个非常好的动气氛啦，比方像是天气、
oh,
坏天气、
yeah.
The bad weather ruined the party、
mm.
对，如果你要去参加一个可能是户外的 beach party， 哇，那下大雨怎么办？或者是呢，有时候哎，你如果要煮东西 I ruined the sauce by adding too much garlic. Ew.
It's okay, you'll just have stinky breath the whole time.
对啊OK, 好了，这个还没有比 adding 就是 sugar instead of salt 之类的那种恐怖。或者是呢，我们来看一下例句，就是 Oh no, I left my book outside and the rain ruined it. 对，这个就很像天气的问题、
yeah.
就是我把我的书放在外面，雨就把它淋坏了。
Oh no, that's really bad. Alright, next in the article says this can make cheese slide off the pizza or flip the box over. Uh-oh. So that's right. If you accidentally drive into like a hole in the ground, maybe the bump or something makes the cheese slide. Your pizza box can maybe even flip over. When you flip something over, it means to turn something over. So for example, if I have a coin, a lot of people do this. If I have a coin and the top part of the coin, which is the part I see is heads, if I flip it over, it means that it's the backside. It's the tails. So that's what it means to flip something over.
I can't flip a coin. 可是我不会掷那个硬币、
oh,
好难哦。OK,、mm-hmm. 所以如果呢碰到这个就是 pothole, OK,、mm-hmm. 坑洞会怎么办 ?Cheese 可能会滑出披萨外。哈、yeah. 啊、你最喜欢的 cheese, 还有这个披萨盒也可能翻倒。To flip something over, 就是使某个东西翻转这样的意思。所以硬币如果是头后面呢把它转过去就是字啦。
嗯哼。Now let's take a look at the word slide. It's spelled S-L-I-D-E, slide. Slide here is a verb and it means to move something smoothly over a surface. Now it's very easy. We can think about、the slide that you go on at the playground. You can go whoosh and go down from the top to the bottom. You don't stop in the middle or anything. So it just means you're moving very, very smoothly here. So that's what it means when I say moving smoothly. There's nothing in the middle to stop you. So when something slides, it means we move something very smoothly across from one side to the other. For example, we can say, the ice and snow on the street made the cars slide around.The ice and snow on the street made the cars slide around.
Slide. OK, 它是一个动词就是滑动的意思。所以它的动词三它要变化成 slide, slid, S-L-I-D, slid.像是呢 the door slides open easily. Oh, that's good. OK,、mm. 有时候卡卡的就不太好。OK, 或者是回到刚刚课文的例句就是呢街道上的冰雪 导致车子四处滑动。That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, and very scary too.
I know.
All right, next it says, Domino's is working with city governments to fix roads.
Oh, 太棒了。于是这个达美乐就开始与各个城市乡镇的政府合作修路，也算是一个好事啦。
Mm-hmm. Now it says, these cities are Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia,And Burbank, California.
哇，好多哦！可是我要翻译嘛，这些地方就是 Bartonville， 就在 Texas 德州，然后还有呢 Milford, Delaware, OK， 以及 Athens, Georgia, OK， 这个大家应该比较知道，就是乔治亚城 and Burbank, California， 这在加州。
Right, so these four different states, basically.
市政府。
Uh-huh. And these cities are not like large capital cities as well. So they're just kind of like small little towns in the states somewhere, in each of these states. Now, for example, Athens, which is in Georgia, says Athens now has 125 square meters of new road thanks to Domino's.Now, basically, a square meter is just a unit of measuring, a measurement. It's just a way for you to measure something or to count something, especially like a room or an area. Now, we have the base word meter, and we can also change it according to how big or small you need to measure things. So that's why sometimes we hear like centimeter or millimeter. It's to count how long or how short something is. Mostly...The people in Taiwan or in Europe, we use the metric system. So this is a system that uses the meters and stuff like that. But in the U.S., it's a little bit different. They use inches and feet, as a way of measuring things.
Okay. 对啊，我觉得这个就是会有点文化的不同。Okay.而且我数学又这么烂，我每次都不知道，哎，那这样是等于几公分
？I don't want to count it.
OK， 所以呢，这个雅典城目前就有125平方公尺的新道路要归功于达美乐。那刚刚我们有提到很多单位的说法，这个 Tiffany 老师还有补充，像是 meter 就是公尺 ，centimeter 公分，还有 millimeter 就是毫米。如果你大家看尺上面就会有。那量身高我也记得在台湾我们都是讲就是你几公分啊甚至于就是一点几公尺 OK 我们在讲一些多长的东西比如说量东西的长短但是呢对没有错诶美国他们比较会常用的是 inches OK 就是英寸或者是 feet 英尺 So one feet equalsOr 1 foot equals 12 inches.
Mm-hmm,
that's all I know. 可是我不知道怎么转换成公分。
Basically, I think the size of a ruler is 30 centimeters, and that's also just 1 feet or 12
really?
inches.
真的好。
Yeah, it should be like that. If I'm not wrong, I remember just the ruler, the length of a ruler is just basically like that.
I'll trust you on that, because 因为我真的数学很差，我不会转换。
All right, so it says, thanks to Domino's. And this phrase, thanks to, just means like as a result and due to something. So for example, thanks to Laura, now I know which bag I want to buy.
I know, right? I know, right? I love that shopping with you. Okay, so thanks to 就是由于什么或是幸亏什么什么比方像是如果可能就是有人他是从朋友那边就是得知到一份工作 OK 那他就可以说 It's thanks to Jenny that I heard about the job OK 好了那其实 thanks to 还有一种比较酸的一种意味、
mm-hmm.
有时候呢可能就是有的朋友他可能搞砸事情他可以说 Thanks to you We have to do the whole thing over again
Yeah it's that kind of tone The way you're saying it
就是酸他说谢谢你哦我们要重新做咯、
oh, So stupid 很像猪队友
Yeah 很像猪队友的概念
Okay that's too mean Alright next in the article it says In Milford Okay another city、mm-hmm. in another state Workers fixed 40 potholes in 10 roads
Wow Okay 所以在 Milford 市呢这个施工人员他们修补了40个坑洞跟10条道路
Oh, perfect. Now, we talked about the word worker. It's spelled W-O-R-K-E-R. Worker. A worker is a noun, and it means a person who does a particular job to earn money. So...Each worker has a different kind of job. Maybe this worker is a cashier. Maybe the worker is a repairman or an engineer, etc. For example, we can take a look at our sample sentence. It says, many office workers sit in chairs all day and don't exercise enough. Many office workers sit in chairs all day and don't exercise enough.
Worker 就是工人啦，或者是劳工。OK， 比方像是呢，我们提到的 office worker，OK，、okay, mm-hmm. 其实呢就是在办公室工作的人。那如果在工厂，我们常看到就是 factory workers。那还有就是我们常会说是兼职人员还是全职人员，我们可以用 a full-time worker 来表示全职 ，or part-time worker 来表示兼职的人员。OK， 那刚刚例句提到就是许多办公室的职员整天坐在椅子上，没有足够的运动。Is that like you now?
Yeah,
you go to the office?
I do. But I try to go exercise though. I try to make it a healthy habit.
Good.
All right, next in the article it says, people in the U.S. can nominate their towns for this plan. Now when you nominate something, it means that you can choose someone or like vote for someone to have a...specific kind of job, to have a kind of position, or maybe even a special award. And here, in this sentence, it just means that people can choose their own town or city to receive this special reward from Domino's.
Wow, nice. Okay, 所以美国的民众也可以为自己的乡镇申请这项计划。而且其实 nominate 通常的用法比较像是提名啦。Okay, 不过这里有这种推荐的一个概念，它是个动词哦。
Mm-hmm. Next it says, to learn more about it, visit pavingforpizza.com. So if you really want to help out even, I think you can check out this website and see if you can help other towns or cities in the U.S. But yeah, you can also... Yeah, I think we can even try to start something for Taiwan. So of course, go on the website if you're really interested. Even, you can even share that you want to have this in Taiwan as well.
对啊，如果想要知道更多的资讯，大家也不妨可以上这个网站去看看有关这样子的一个，哇，我觉得这是蛮有意义的一个做法。
Yeah, I think so.
Pavingforpizza.com， 大家好奇的话可以去网上上看一看，哎，有什么不错的一个资讯。
Mm-hmm. So let's go to our magic box for today, and we'll be right back with our review time.
Magic box， 找亮点。
Hello， 读英文读到腻了吗？那我们来读数学好了。我知道大家眼睛都为之一亮了。讲到数学中的英文，最常见、最基本的应该就是单位了。其实有这么多单位，它其中都是有点逻辑性的。比方像我们知道 gram 公克，前面加上 kilo 变成 kilogram， 就是缩写成 kg 的公斤啦。同样的概念，我们也可以套用到长度。m 就是 meter 公尺的缩写，短一点我们前面加上 cm 就是公分，全名就是 centimeter。 那长一点一样，我们可以用刚刚的 k， 也就是 kilo 那个 kg 的 k 变成 kilometer， km 就是公里啦。那我们再稍微难一点，学到面积的英文，大家知道这个数学学面积就是长乘宽，单位呢变成平方，英文呢就是 square 本身就有方形的意思啦，所以20平方公分我们就可以说 20 square centimeters。 那同样20平方公尺就是 20 square meters。 那很简单的，你也知道平方公里的英文就是 square kilometers 啦。那讲了平面，我们也把立方的一起学起来。刚刚我们说平方是方形的英文 square， 立方的英文呢，也就是取这个一颗立方体衍生而来的哦。比方像冰块啊，英文我们就是 ice cubes， 所以这个 cube 一颗一颗的，我们就可以用 cube 这个字。所以立方呢就是 cube 的形容词 cubic。所以啊，我们套用刚刚的照样造句的话，立方公分就是 cubic centimeter， 立方公尺就是 cubic meter 啦。好啦，不要看到数学就投降啦。Let's review。比方说，买房子台湾可能会说一坪多少，不过在西方国家呢，没有坪的概念，我们可能就会听到 For this kind of apartment, what's the cost per 一平方公尺多少钱？这个要怎么说呢？ Don't forget to come back to check the answer.
The answer is For this kind of apartment,What's the cost per square meter? 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 习时间到喽。
Alright, so welcome to our review time. I have my little magic board, and we're going to play a game of Hangman! Alright, so I'm...
吊死鬼.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to pick a word for you, okay?
好.
And then you guys can try to guess too.
好. 然后通常我们都会猜 A-E-I-O-U, 比较保险，好不好?
I'm ready.
一二三四五 so five letters.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how about A? 有 A 吗?
Sorry.
我的头被吊了。E?
Oh, it's a good clue for you guys.
I? 然后有 O 吗?
No,
B. 我快死了吗?
U, Not yet.
U?
You have an arm.
Oh no, what does this look like to you? 今天其实我们有蛮多的单字诶、不过呢这个应该蛮简单的。这我记得好像五个，是不是滑 slide？
嗯 ，very good， nice。
因为好像我们只有四个字要选嘛 ，so it's really easy。
Super easy， and they're really easy to spell too.
I know, right? Okay,
I got this one. Ready for another one?
Yeah, okay. 再玩一个，再玩一个。
Okay, okay.
四个字的 ，okay, okay. A.
Do you guys know?
可这个我很容易死哎。
Yeah.
E.
I'll add a hat or something for you to give you extra lives.
好好好 I 我觉得看起来不像有 O 欸 I'm gonna go for U.
Oh, very good choice.
I know, 因为好像 O 有点怪怪
Yeah.
Is this ruin?
Yeah, that's right.
因为看起来这太明显了吧
Yeah, and ruin means what, guys?
就是破坏、毁坏的意思。OK, 我想要，其实我想要被吊死。
You don't want to play anymore. Alright, so you guys can try to play Hangman too. You can make it even more difficult with your own rules as well. But that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon. Bye!
Domino's fixes roads to save pizza.
Domino's Pizza is fixing potholes in the U.S.They started this because driving over potholes can ruin people's pizzas. This can make cheese slide off the pizza or flip the box over. Domino's is working with city governments to fix roads. These cities are Bartonville, Texas, Milford, Delaware, Athens, Georgia, and Burbank, California. Athens now has 125 square meters of new road thanks to Domino's.In Milford, workers fixed 40 potholes and 10 roads. People in the U.S. can nominate their towns for this plan. To learn more about it, visit pavingforpizza.com.
Fix. This lamp doesn't work. Can you fix it? This lamp doesn't work. Can you fix it?Ruin. Oh no! I left my book outside and the rain ruined it. Oh no! I left my book outside and the rain ruined it. Slide. Slid. The ice and snow on the streetmade the cars slide around. The ice and snow on the street made the cars slide around. Worker. Many office workers sit in chairs all day and don't exercise enough. Many office workers sit in chairs all day and don't exercise enough.